The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks. Hey everybody, welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, September 2nd, 2019.
That's right, it's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
Okay, so big exciting news to lead things off. Throne of Eldraine, we've gotten a sneak peek at one of the planeswalkers from the new set.
That's right, Oko, a fey shapeshifter who is as charismatic as he is conceited.
Oh.
Well then.
I could have told you that from that lovely like rooster cloak that he's wearing.
I could have told you that from the fact that it was a man.
About to say, I could have told you that from one look at his abs. This is a planeswalker with a lot of abs.
He does have a lot of abs.
More than the average human, I would say. But yes. What?
Fey anatomy question.
Yeah.
Do fey have more abs than humans?
I think fey have, on average, 4 more abs than most humans.
Oh, interesting factoid.
Yeah, there you go. That's a true fact. And you can read all about Oko and his abs in the newest ebook that will come out for Throne of Eldraine. So that'll be the first installment of their ebook series.
Wizard says that he is a man who is mysterious, clever, and vain.
I think that he must be Teemer because of the colors coming out of his magical hands.
Oh, that's a good guess.
But I don't know. I've never really thought about Teemer abs. That way. You
no,
know what
it doesn't
I mean?
Seem like a fairy color.
So maybe that's just his magic color. Yeah. I don't know. Remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen.
So coming up next, we've got a lot of updates on Arena for you. A state of the beta article was released, and oh boy, was there a lot packed into this Arena sandwich.
Whew. All right. So biggest piece of news.
Yeah, first things first.
Throne of Eldraine comes to Arena on September 26th. That triggers the rotation of the mastery core set.
Yep.
So like that, if you are on the mastery, if you have a mastery pass, you're trying to get that fancy cat.
I am.
I know Maria is. Wings for your fancy cat. That's the day.
Yeah.
You've got a deadline.
4 a.m. PST will be the deadline for the mastery tree. And of course, also rotation's going to happen.
Yes.
And if you've never been around for rotation, what happens is the four oldest sets in standard fall off. In this case, we're saying goodbye to Ixalan, Rivals of Ixalan, Dominaria, and Core Set 2019. The card pool will shrink, but then again will grow as we head towards another rotation, which will happen next fall, of course.
Historic launches in November. You'll be able to play versus other people in historic, quote unquote,
yes,
on September 26th in best of one or direct challenges.
Yeah, so a whole bunch of news came out about historic, meaning that when rotation happens, all of your cards aren't going to be useless.
That's right.
They developed this new format called historic, which is pretty cool, and they wanted to feel distinct from standard. They wanted to have a competitive aspect, so they wanted to have ranked play, and they wanted to have long-term value for players on Arena, and this means a lot of different things for historic. First of all, they'll be adding cards from Magic's history right into Arena, direct pipeline to try and feed historic. So this will happen once every quarter, adding 15 to 20 cards. First time it's going to happen is in November, by the way, which will be the official release of historic.
Yes. And that's independent of new sets, obviously.
Yeah, they're just going to throw them in there.
Stuff like Brainstorm?
Yeah.
Say what?
Wormcoil Engine.
Firebolt.
Dark Confidant.
Wow.
Now, these are not confirmed being added to Historic, but these are examples that Wizards gave of cards that they might add to a format like Historic.
Can you imagine if they tease some of these or like cards like these?
Yeah.
It's like none of these cards, though.
That would be weird.
Excuse you.
That would be very weird. So
wow.
I have a feeling that these cards might be making their way to Historic come November, but not confirmed yet.
Yes. They're adding best of three ranked in December for a test run of 4 weeks for historic.
Okay.
It will impact your standard ranking, but you will only pair against historic decks.
Yeah. So before that, you'll be able to play in best of one and direct challenge in quote unquote historic, as we said before. But again, doesn't officially launch until November.
Ooh, there's also plans to be able to draft these historic sets.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, same.
So they'll be doing special historic events at least once per month. Mm-hmm. So that'll be ways to add new historic cards to your collection. And as Megan said, maybe some of them will be historic drafts.
And now for the bad news.
Yes. Here we go.
How are you going to get these cards?
If you don't already have them.
Right now, the plan is you have to redeem 2 wild cards for 1 historic card.
Yeah, but there's some good news here. It's not happening yet.
You can
still retrieve 1-for-1 up until November.
So
with
if
the
you
official
have
launch.
A historic like deck in mind,
yeah.
Go craft those cards now.
Make
them now because they will get pricier.
Unless they change their minds, because a lot of people were not happy about this.
Yeah.
I suppose change edition news about historic, because that is a lot of wild card for one card, I've got to say.
Yes.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of them.
I feel bad spending one wild card for one card.
Yes, so do I, actually. So, like, having to spend two, I don't know. That makes me kind of not want to play the format. So, we'll see if they change their minds. I think they're worried that everybody will, like, just all of a sudden go into wild, that's our sub term. We'll go into historic, and then nobody will be left to play over in standard, and all the matches will suck.
Well,
or there won't be enough matches to make your match in a timely manner.
Yeah,
and so whatever. I think both of those won't happen.
I agree,
but I am not working behind
unlikely,
the scenes.
But okay.
But okay, so I'm not in favor of this 2-1. It's just way too expensive for me.
Yeah,
I agree. Just won't be doing it until they change their mind. I don't think
there are some special rotation events coming September 9th. There's the Magic 2020 Standard Best of One with only Guild of Ravnica and forward cards. Every two win nets you 200 XP. There is no entry fee and no max losses.
Yeah, so if you've been wanting to level up your XP before the Mastery Tree ends, this is a great way to do it, and a great way to test out some ideas for Throne of Eldraine, where you can't just fall back on cards that won't be legal anymore, and just think about what you'll want to be adding to your deck as the Throne kind of preview cards come out, and you can kind of build something around that way.
Yeah.
By the way, you're also going to get a renewal gift with this rotation. You're going to get 10 rare or mythic cards from standard 2020 sets. So that's everything that's going to be in standard once Throne of Eldraine is released, including Throne of Eldraine cards. So you could get some new stuff in there.
You must have logged in before September 26th.
Yes, to get this reward.
Run on over, log in there.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty cool.
And Eldraine pre-orders start on September 4th. 50 packs for $50 plus card style and sleeves.
Yes, I always buy these. I think it's a good deal and gets me in a good place to play Throne of Eldraine standard. Although I am going for mythic this month with vampires, and it's going to happen. I was so close.
You were so close last month.
So close.
So close.
This time is going to be my month.
All right.
On to some new stuff.
Yeah.
But still Throne of Eldraine. You might have seen some tweets coming out of content creators opening purple packages with cookies that were mostly dismembered. Gingerbread cookies, which were mostly dismembered, kind of teasing an event which is going to be a Twitch stream on the 4th of September. Something special coming from Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, exciting. Maybe they're going to dismember cookies live.
Ooh, I would watch that.
Honestly, same.
Twitch.tv/magic on the 4th. Take a lookout for it.
Yep. Now on to some very different news.
Yes.
Owen Turtenwall, once member of the Magic Pro League and dismissed from that, dismissed from all of Magic this past spring.
Yep.
Very abruptly, started playing Hearthstone. He tweeted a photo of him on the Hearthstone Masters Tour a couple of weekends ago. And it obviously got some backlash as people were like, you know, you just disappeared from Magic under the cloud of these accusations. A lot of stuff came of that, including a tweet from him acknowledging the behavior that had gotten him kicked out of the MPL and pushed away from Magic.
Yep.
A tweet from a couple of other people.
Yeah, most notably Huey Jensen and Reed Duke, who were his teammates as members of the Peach Garden Oath.
Yes. Two different takes on that. If you want to head over there and read them.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And somebody who alleges to be one of Owen's targets of sexual harassment actually released an anonymous article talking about what that was like for her as a sexual assault survivor to be targeted by him. And that is also out there on the internet, which you can find that. Jerry Thompson is somebody who retweeted that, as well as Hipsters of the Coast.
So you can go over, read all of those things, make your own opinion. Remember, what you cannot do is ask other people to let go of it if you have chosen to let go of it.
That's right. So that's an update from Owen and the MPL.
Next up, SCG Dallas happened.
Yes, Modern Open this past weekend. This is post-Hogak Modern.
Yes, four color Wurza.
Took the whole thing down.
Hello, what?
In the hands of Harlan Firer. Congratulations. Also, Death Shadow in the top eight there.
Oh,
so welcome
Death
back.
Death Shadow. Hello, quote unquote, old friend.
Hello, old friend that we love to hate.
Mage Market won the Team Modern Super League 2, defeating the Bash Brothers. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, the final match was Brian Bronduin piloting Thopter Sword versus Michael Bonda playing Abzan Stoneforge.
Oh, snap.
Which we also called as a deck that was going to rise to the top of Modern after Hogak's ban.
So if you want to take a look at what that looks like, head on over there.
Team Modern Super League.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, following a cheating scandal, Yuya Watanabe has tweeted recently that he is basically quitting Magic the Gathering and is ending his contract with Psy Games, saying, you know what, yeah, I just don't want to play anymore, which is like, well, you can't play anymore.
You can't play for 4 years, so...
You were banned. So
you're fired. I quit.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what it reminded me of. But yeah, you can go and check out his tweets there about the matter as well.
That being said, I know the ban is very rough for a lot of people emotionally. So
yeah,
that's
sorry
true. To make light of it,
that's
honestly.
True. But yeah, that's a lot of Magic news coming out this week, despite being a national holiday.
Hot dang.
Here we are.
You know, podcasting never sleeps.
That's true. That's very true. And because we don't sleep, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/glhfmagic.